You are tuned in to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting live from Burnaby Mountain, BC. You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
It is 10 a.m. on August 16th, 2026. We broadcast on the unceded ancestral territories of the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh. You can listen online at cjsf.ca. Welcome to episode 33 of the Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU athletics, feature on the Northwest League, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, and an interview about the Massey Tunnel replacement, with the new tunnel ballooning from the original estimate of $4.15 to $8.5 billion. With many denouncing the delays and favoring for the 10-lane bridge, which would have been completed by now had the BC NDP continued with it. First up today is Computers Station on the Hill with The Picture.
Yeah.
That was the picture from Computers Station on the Hill. Next up is Colin Hancock's Jazz Hounds featuring Catherine Russell. Cats and the Hounds. Here is Going Crazy with the Blues. Like to comment on SFU athletics at this time. On August 10th, the men's basketball started the Complete Player Camp for boys between 15 and 18 via the team's Facebook and Instagram pages. The men's soccer started their exhibition schedule on August 12th as they hosted University of Fraser Valley in Port Moody, and the Red Leafs blanked the Cascades 4-0 with goals from Kundalini Bian Ami Dominique, Shabbat Jafari, Axel DeBries, Aaron Garza via the men's soccer team's Instagram page. Also, I believe the Complete Player Camp was concluded on August 14th. Let me take a look. I believe it wasn't. I believe the Complete Player Camp ran until August 14th. I believe that's what happened here. Just bear with me. Yep. The Complete Player Camp, which was a full-day camp for 5 days, concluded on August 14th. via the SFU men's basketball team's Facebook, along with Instagram pages. Just a minute, please. Sorry about this. Sorry for all the delay, but just want to get this correct when I have time. I just confirmed it also on the Instagram page. So according to the SFU men's basketball team's Facebook and Instagram, according to the SFU men's basketball team's Facebook and Instagram pages, the complete player camp for, I believe it's for boys. It says ages 15 and 18. It could be boys and girls. So I correct myself on that. So the complete player camp hosted by the SFU men's basketball for ages 15 and 18, which ran full day in each of the 5 days, was concluded on August 14th.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience. And we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002. CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
I would like to feature the Northwest League at this time. It is a high league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three new series started on August 11th. The Eugene Emeralds at Hillsboro Hops in an all-Oregon matchup, the Tri-City Dust Devils at Vancouver Canadiens, and Spokane Indians at Everett Aqua Sox in an all-Washington matchup. Just drawing out the page, just opening the scoring page for the Northwest League. Just bear with me for a few more seconds. See if something happened. Okay. I just was also looking at August 10th. There were no games in all of the minor leagues. On August 11th, Hillsboro shaded Eugene 5-4 despite getting out homer 2-1, with the Hops scoring the winning run in the bottom of 7th on Slade Cowell's single off Hunter Dryden that plated Jose Mejia, which offset the Emeralds' Cam Maldonado's 2-run drive off Rio Britton in the 9th at Hops Ballpark in Hillsboro, Oregon. Vancouver blanked Tri-City 2-0 with a run in the bottom of 7th on an Edward Durant's 1-run single off Luke Cooper that plated Maddox, and another run in the 8th on Rogersfield and Nat Bailey in Vancouver, BC. And Everett thumped Spokane 16-2 despite getting out homer 2-1, highlighted by the Aqua Sox 8-run assault in the bottom of 6 against the Indians at Everett Memorial in Everett, Washington. On August 12th, Eugene and Hillsboro scored 3 runs each in the 5th inning, where the Hops tied a game against the Emeralds on 2 home runs, started by J.D. Dix's solo, capped off by Kenny Castillo's 2-run variety, both off Jacob Bresnahan, and Yasser Soler drove in the winning run in the 6th on a 1-run single off Mauricio Estella that played it off Mauricio Estella that played it Kaysen Cunningham, as Hillsboro bested Eugene 5-3 with the Hawks out-homering the Emeralds 2-0. Vancouver doubled up Tri-City, highlighted by Jake Casey's walk-off three-run bomb off Sam Tekoyan in the bottom of ninth, the lone home run in the game. And Everett shaded Spokane 6-5, highlighted by the Aqua Sox three-run rally in the bottom of fifth on Brandon Elke's two-run triple and Ricardo Cobo's single that plated Elke, both off Eugenio Herrera, which offset the Indians' run in the sixth and two runs in the seventh. On August 13th, Everett defeated Spokane 7-1, highlighted by Corbin Dickerson's two-run shot off Everett Catlett in the bottom of fourth. Eugene grounded Hillsborough 9-1 with three runs in the top of first. Lisbill's solo drive in the third off Caden Grice, the lone home run in the game, followed by two runs in the top of fifth, capped off by three runs in the seventh. And Vancouver exercised Tri-City 14-4 with a 2-0 edge in home runs, highlighted by the Canadiens' five-run rally in the bottom of seventh, started by Max Lettas' three-run jack off Benny Thompson, the eventual game-winning hit, followed by a six-run assault in the eighth against the Dust Devils, capped off by Max Vieira's grand slam off David Mershon, who is a position player. On August 14th, Tri-City shaded Vancouver 5-4 with the Dust Devils' two runs in the top of eighth, which offset the Canadiens' one run in the bottom half. While Hillsborough and Eugene continued their series, the venue shifted to PK Park in Eugene, Oregon, where the Emeralds put up a five-run barrage in the bottom of seventh on two home runs, first by Robert Hipwell's solo variety, capped off by Xander Darby's two-run shot, followed by another solo drive by Walker Martin in the eighth, all off John West, which was necessary as the Hawks played at five in the top of ninth, capped off by Jake Josepha's three-run jack off Kate Vernon, which was Josepha's second home run of the night. And Everett walked off Spokane 3-2 in nine innings on a Carter Dorigi single off Seth Clausen that played at Cesar Quintas. On August 15th, Vancouver bested Tri-City 5-3 with a 1-0 edge in home runs. Max led a solo drive off Max McGuire in the bottom of third, followed by a run in each of the fifth, sixth, which offset the Dust Devils' run in the seventh and ninth. Eugene doubled up Hillsborough 8-4, highlighted by the Emeralds' five-run barrage in the bottom of third, started by Robert Hipwell's solo drive, followed by Lisbill Diaz's 3-run jack, capped off by Hunter Satjak's single that plated Walker Martin, all of Kyle Ayers. And Spokane thumped Everett 9-2, highlighted by the Indians' four-run barrage in the top of third, a solo shot by Clayton Gray in the fifth off Calvin Shapira, followed by three runs in the last three innings, two in the seventh, one in the eighth, capped off by Robert Callas' solo drive off Casey Hintz. Three games are on tap today. Tri-City continues in Vancouver at 105, Hillsborough renews in Eugene at 405, and Spokane resumes in Everett at 7-11. Three games are on tap today. Tri-City continues in Vancouver at 105. Hillsborough renews in Eugene, and Spokane resumes in Everett, both at 405. All times are Pacific.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League, which is in the second half. The Eugene Emeralds, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, and the first half division winner, are first once again at 26-20. The Vancouver Canadiens, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are second at 26-21. The Everett Aqua Sox an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners are third at 25 and 22. Then there is a drop-off in the win parade with the Spokane Indians, an affiliate for the Colorado Rockies, fourth at 22 and 24. The Tri-City Dust Devils, an affiliate for the Los Angeles Angels, fifth at 21 and 26. And the Hillsboro Hubs, an affiliate for the Arizona Diamondbacks, last at 20 and 27.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act of the hour is Sean Clark's A Flower for My Daughter. The tune is A Flower for My Daughter, My Life. The fourth band is Mike Clark's Itai Doshin with Subban Clark. Welcome to the second half of episode 33 in the 2026 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic, on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be more independent music, updates on the Western Lacrosse Association, and a long interview on the Massey Tunnel replacement. First up in the second half is the fifth group of the hour, Christopher